Only 11 people testified before the House Energy Committee during the legislative hearing. The group of five legislators traveled to Unalaska to listen to people's energy concerns and their thoughts on two new bills and a draft overarching energy policy. Part of the draft policy focuses on using renewable energy sources to provide 50% of the state's power by 2025. Mayor Shirley Marquardt emphasized that using renewables isn't realistic in all the communities, including in Unalaska.
We've got some challenges with renewables in Unalaska. We've got wind, just a darn lot of it, and it comes from every direction at the same time, and it's problematic for us. Tides in Dillingham are, 25, 30 feet. Here, they're 2.5, 3 feet.
Marquardt and others said that many communities will need to continue to rely on diesel technologies, and the state needs to support making the diesel power more efficient and cheaper.
So, I think a real big part of any energy policy is to make sure that the communities have control and input over how their communities are affected by whatever the energy policy is for the state.
Alyeska Seafood Processing Plant Manager Sinclair Wilt told the committee that making the permitting process for upgrading technology easier would also improve energy efficiency in the community. Representative Bryce Edgman agreed that communities like Unalaska have unique requirements.
The huge amount of industrial activity that goes on in this community, the transportation sector, all the sort of facets of a major port, and it all requires energy, and a lot more energy than maybe a community with a stated population of between 4,000 and 5,000 year-round residents.
Committee co-chair Representative Charisse Millett acknowledged that despite the committee's goal to increase the use of renewables, that will not always be possible.
We understand, because Alaska is so unique geographically and location-wise, that those communities that will stay on diesel will not be penalized because they don't have a renewable source, and that's part of the policy statement.
She says the draft policy statement was created by a group of stakeholders, energy providers, community leaders, and industry representatives from around the state. She says they know the difficulties in some communities to move towards renewables, but that the state overall should still push for them.
That's what Alaska's moving towards, is a more green, cleaner environment, no carbon footprint, because that's what the nation's moving towards. And, we could be on the cutting edge of that. We are blessed with not only natural resources, but renewable resources that we can lead in technology, education and development and training, which will lead to job growth, which other states will be coming to Alaska looking for, how did you do that? We want your technology.
She says the money from non-renewable resource development should fund new alternative energy endeavors. Speaker of the House Mike Chenault sees a different energy plan for Alaska, one that uses the funds to provide cheaper, cleaner energy now, rather than paying for newly developed technologies that could be used in the future.
Certainly there's a lot of new technology and things that are out there, but I don't think that we have to be on the forefront. I think that we need to be actually providing an energy source with the money that we expend, and not studies to try to decide, is this a good idea or not?
But House Majority Leader Kyle Johansen says before they can decide which tactic to take, they need to listen to people around the state, just as they have been during the series of legislative hearings.
You have to know what's on the ground, what people want, and what they're already working on before you can try and implement a solution.
Johansen says he thinks energy and a new set of energy policies will be a major focus of the next legislative session. During the committee hearing, members of the public also discussed House Bills 218 and 219. House Bill 219 requires the Alaska Energy Authority to hire an economist with renewable energy experience to review all of the new energy projects that are seeking funding. City Manager Chris Laddick says that requirement should be broadened.
You need to have someone, an economist or an engineer, who is very familiar with power projects. They don't necessarily have to have renewable energy experience. They need to have power project experience.
Laddick and others, including Councilmember Dick Peck, also spoke in favor of House Bill 218, which creates an energy department for the state.
Definitely centralizing all the different agencies that have some effect or some impact on energy in general is most worthy. I'd also like to suggest one other area. And I would like to see, maybe you consider the RCA to be put underneath this Department of Energy. And I'll tell you why. They are a major policymaker as far as energy for the state. And to consider, to not consider them under the Department of Energy, I think you're going to find yourself at conflict between RCA and what the Department of Energy is trying to do.
The RCA, or the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, regulates public utilities to ensure that they provide safe, reliable services with reasonable rates. Catherine McGlashan, speaking on behalf of herself, also said that a new department should include all of the energy programs and make them easier for individuals to access. As it is now, she's been waiting for almost a year to get help from the Home Weatherization Program.
I filled my application out last year. I've emailed, I've called, and I have no response. So something simple as insulating your home to cut the cost of your electric bill and fuel would help immensely.
Edgman, who co-chaired the meeting, said many more people testified in previous hearings around the state and had to be limited. But in Unalaska, so few people signed up, speakers were invited back to the podium to elaborate on local issues. The committee will hold other hearings before taking the bills before the House in January.